Okay, Rabosai, this might be a poor judgment, but I could not resist speaking tonight, even if it means that I might be taking the final ounces of energy from my vocal cords away from Shabbos. But Bezos Hashem, there's still time to recover in the next 24 hours or so. But something hit me today, Baruch Hashem, which I couldn't hold it back. There's a passage. Fourth day of creation, because Baruch Hu creates the sun and the moon, and we are familiar with the Medrash Rashi quotes, controversy that that breaks out between the sun and the moon, who's going to be the big one, who's going to be the small one, and the indication in the Pasuk of the fact that they both started as big, and then afterwards one became small, is the fact that at the beginning, Vayas Elkim Eshneim Oros HaGadol, because Baruch Hu created two great luminaries, one was big, one was small, one for the daytime, one for the nighttime. Ibn Ezra interestingly comments over here, there's absolutely no indication in the Pasuk, in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, to insinuate this backstory that the Medrash tells us. Nothing in Pashup Shot. The Vilna Gaon comes, knight in shining armor, and saves the day, and says, on the contrary, it's explicit. The Vilna Gaon is just, it's very important to mention this context. It's not just the sound the Vilna Gaon was sticking up for Chazal. I think it's uniquely characteristic of the Vilna Gaon to emphasize an answer and justify this Medrash, because the Vilna Gaon, they say, at the end of his lifetime, he wouldn't learn anything else other than Chumash. He would just open up Rashis and go through, and his view of the Psukim was so integrated with the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Ksav and Torah Shebaal Peh were so much one, as they are supposed to be, that he didn't need a Gemara, he didn't need a Rambam, he didn't need any other Sefer other than the Pesukim, because it all emerged from the simple reading of the text. So he tells us, I'm going to show you how it's Mefurish in this Pasuk. You have to use your memory from the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. Yasel Kim is Shnei Hama'oras HaGadolim. Shnei Hama'oras HaGadolim. That the word Shnei is totally unnecessary, because when it says, Yasel Kim is Ma'oras HaGadolim, the baseline assumption, if it's plural, is two. We have examples of that throughout the Shas. Unless you tell me more, so I know the minimum for plural is two. Explains it on the Gaon, just as we find the drusha in Maseches Yuma, the Shnei Hasi'irim, right? The Shnei Hasi'irim, the two goats, in the context of the Avodah and Yom Kippur, the Sari Lashem, Sari Lazazel, they have to be exactly the same size and the same color and so forth. Right? We said, the Svasemis tells us in the Gemara, they have to be twins. Shnei Hama'oris HaGedolim, explains the Vilna Gaon, is the indication in this Pasuk that they have to be identical. They were identical, and then only later one became smaller than the other. If that's the case, the next point is mamish, unbelievable. You flip forward to the story of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. What is the aftermath of the Avera of the Chet? Vatipakachna enei shneihem, vayeduke rumahim. Vatipakachna enei shneihem, their eyes opened up. Then the eyes of both of them were opened. If I was writing this pasuk, right? Vatipa kachna einehem, right? Vatipa kachna einehem. That's all you need to say. Their eyes were opened up and they realized something they didn't realize before. Vatipa kachna einei shneihem, according to this Ha'ar of the Vilna Gaon, means that there was something identical about what they saw prior, and now they have their eyes opened. Rav Shimon Schwab, in his Sefer Chumash, one of my favorite Sfarim on Chumash, the Mayan Reis HaShoeva, it's worth $18.99 or whatever you get it from Gift World. Amazing Sefer. He says, the word Shneim is extraneous. Yishlomo sha'achra chet sha'achlu me'et hadas, after the chet, after the eight from eight hadas, hiskila adam liras kol advarim ba'ofen hamiyuchad lo. V'chena isha hiskila liras ha'kol lefi ofen hamiyuchad lo. Before the eight hadas, man and woman saw everything through the same set of lenses, the same set of eyes, exactly the same perspective on the world, on everything they saw. That's the Vatipakachna Eni Shnehem. Previously, they were exactly the same. They saw things through the same set of lenses, same set of eyes. The aftermath of the Chet HaEgel was, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. It began this new reality where men see things one way, women see things another way. I'm going to leave any details to the psychologist, and we'll leave it at that. We're on YU Torah right now. I don't want to any misunderstanding, but at least someone wrote a book called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Me. There are different perspectives, okay? Anyone who's married, anyone who's ever been in a relationship understands that you can see the same thing from two different perspectives, and that is more often than not reflected in a marital relationship where there are two different ways of looking at things. So what this reveals to us is something unbelievable. You know, we've all heard of Sheva Brachas for Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Ha'adam, creation of man. What are we making that bracha? What is it? I went to the bathroom. Yotzer, right? What's Yotzer Adam? Because at the time of union, of marriage, there's a coming together of two different individuals who previously had nothing to do with each other. They're being united. Yotzer Adam, the Medrash says, the Zohar says, Plag Neshama. They're two different neshamas that are fused. Finally, they found each other, and there's a completion to creation that now takes place when the marriage takes place. And that's what's reflected elsewhere here in Bereishis. Pasuk says, Akim Yazov Adam as Oved as Imo, V'davak B'ishto, he fuses, he joins, he comes together with his wife. What's the other? V'hayil basar echad. And they'll become like one. So it means we know that there's a reality of a physical closeness and a physical union. There is even a spiritual union of neshamas coming together. But now we see that the responsibility of fixing the chait, the aftermath of the Avera, was that there was this mitchila, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted there to be one being, man and woman. They were split and they're supposed to find each other again. It's not only about physically regaining that union, not just about spiritually coming together, but psychologically and intellectually. What happened here at the moment of the Avera was a split. And the job of a husband, the job of a wife, is to be able to come together, whether it be to meet halfway, or at the very least to be able to see things from the other one's eyes, einehem. That is ultimately the goal, because that's how it was originally. Originally they saw things in the exact same light, and it's my responsibility when I'm in a relationship with someone else to have that open-mindedness and ability to see where put myself in the other person's shoes, so that the ultimate goal is reached, where the husband and the wife can come together. That's true shalom bayis, where it's not just a physical closeness, not just a spiritual closeness, but a psychological and intellectual understanding, because the end game is not men are from Mars, women are from Venus, but they're supposed to meet somewhere, you know, in the galaxy in between. Beautiful, beautiful shot that emerges from these psukim. Torah for your table, definitely worth sharing. Just want to add, as I mentioned over Yom Kippur, I think we should make it our effort, as we're now beginning the year, beginning the cycle, at the very least, and avoda, at the very least, for everyone here, minchat ma'ariv, my phone is in my office. Shut off your phone before you come into the shul. Not even vibrate, not even silent. If you're a medical professional, if you're expecting an emergency call, if you daven from your sitter, because that's how, from your phone, because that's how you have the best kavana, okay. But anyone else, the technology, I'm not so familiar with technology, but my understanding is that the email and the text will still be there when you turn on your phone afterwards. Right? Tell me if I'm wrong. You know, I don't know. Maybe I have an old phone. You know, I actually, this is not my phone. This is a smashed up iPhone that is simply recording the shiur because I want to leave my phone at home. Okay? If you leave your phone in the car in the glove compartment, matovu manayim. A, so that, you know, we're all human. Sometimes we leave our phones on or unsilenced and it disturbs other people. Number two, because it increases our sensitivity to the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. And more than anything else, it's impossible to fully disconnect and connect with the davening as long as there's still that potential that something's happening, something's coming in, some update, some message. We should be zocha in this new year to elevate the kedusha of our environment, and by extension, the kedusha of our learning and davening once we're here in Shul after all.